the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets at Jack Wagons. Brad McNoise episode joined by Nathaniel Lundy. It is indeed another Freaky Friday edition of the Fade 5 podcast.
Why are you in a polo? Right? Are you? Because I know you don't golf. So what the hell are you doing?
Hey, maybe I'm going to go out, hit the links, make some divots, and drink about a dozen beers. So don't hate on the polo.
Only the last part of that is accurate about the drinking. Beyond that, actually, the divots would be accurate, too.
Yes,
you going out to play golf, you basically are like a guy at a gravesite. You're just digging. You're just digging holes. Brad, in all of its glory, what did I tell everybody to do with my D-gen bet of the night on yesterday's pod? I said, take the over between the Demons and the Jaguars, between Northwestern State and South Alabama. And Brad, I had somebody hit me up on Twitter, actually, who said, Nate, you mentioned that the score could hit 80. So I took it to an alt line of 74.5.
Whoa.
And got a great payday. Brad, the final score of that game was 87-10.
Wow, 87-10. Utterly preposterous, utterly ridiculous, redonkulous. And you called it, my man. Way to go, Nathaniel Lundy. And shout out to
you. I'm going to celebrate. We got it. I told you before on this podcast, Brad, we take the slings and arrows, as our friend Bill would say. But when we hit something, I want to celebrate that ish. And so I wanted to make sure we had some fun with the fact that I was like, you can't set that total high enough for me. Oh, my goodness. They hit the over with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, I remember you texting me. That was utterly ridiculous. And you know what? You got plenty of libations sitting on the shelf behind you. They can crack open and start the party right now because it is a Friday. And we got to get more plus money on the board. Let's hop aboard that honk, honk, plus bus. Whether it's an NFL week numero dos, whether it's in college football week numero tres, maybe it's on the diamond where you've been scorching white hot this entire week. Lundy, your favorite wager on this Friday, plus 100 odds or greater. What is it?
It's a little chalky in here, folks. This is actually the one that I'm going to play because I love the fact that I'm getting this at plus 306 over at DraftKings. This is straight up NFL chalk on Sunday. It starts with the early games. It ends with Sunday night football. I'm taking the five heaviest favorites and I'm just putting them together. I know we got burned last week by the Cincinnati Bengals and the New England Patriots, and it is highly possible that that could happen again because on any given Sunday, Brad, things can get upside down.
However, or Thursday for that matter.
Yeah, exactly. But I will say this. I just think when you look at the matchups for this weekend that these teams in particular have, the fact that we are talking about teams that are at home, it just sort of steamrolls into itself. So give me the Lions, give me the Cowboys, give me the Ravens, give me the Chiefs, give me the Texans. One more time, Detroit, Dallas, Baltimore, Kansas City, Houston. Give me all five just on the money line. Some of the heavy chalk for this weekend, but in particular, home field chalk. And if you build that five leg, just straight money line at DraftKings plus 306.
The only one that could be a hiccup for you is Bear Down, Chicago Bears. I know they were atrocious offensively last week, but that defense, man, is frightening.
It's a good defense, but when you cannot, Pat, if you can't get in the end zone, it's kind of hard to win with you don't have points. I just don't know. I'm not going to even try to do Madden. But Brad, that team can't effing score. Like I understand their
game
good
sample size.
Brad, I understand it, but they can't score. And you know who can? CJ Stroud.
All right. Yeah. Look, I'm a loud and proud member of CJ Stroud, but not for that night. Not on Sunday. Bear down, Chicago Bears. Let's go to the junior circuit, the college gridiron, a little three leg alt parlay. So, teasing some of these lines. That's why I had to put multiple legs together, but I got it at plus money. Give me the Wisconsin Badgers welcoming Alabama there to Madison. I'm going to take that spread way the hell up to plus 26.5. I'm going to match that with Oregon State, Lundy's Beavers. They're taking on their arch rival in the Oregon Ducks in the Civil War, plus 24.5 on that alt line. And give me Wazoo in the Apple Cup taking on the University of Washington. And I'm going to take that up to plus 14.5. So Wisconsin plus 26.5, Oregon State plus 24.5, and Washington State plus 14.5. A cool plus 127 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. A little bit of background on each of these legs real quick. I'm going to start with Wisconsin on the 26.5. The College Football Graphs is one of my favorites. Resources and references I use every single week. Just brilliant layout there. They crunch all the advanced analytics, and they got this forecasted 30.4 to 20.2. That is 10.2 points. And no, I was not a math major. Victory there for Alabama. I think home field's going to play to the Badgers' advantage and at least keep this close. I know Alabama's number 3 in EPA offense, EPA defense as well. Wisconsin outside the top 110 in both of those categories, but a lot of success on the ground, which means they're going to try to sustain long drives, eat some of that clock, limit the possessions. It's the only shot they have to remain competitive. And again, I'll just say it, they're at home in Madison. So I think they're going to keep it within 26.5. Oregon State, College Football Graphs has got this 34.3 to 24.6. So right about a 10-point victory for the Oregon Ducks. Oregon State's been advanced analytics darling so far this season. Top 20 in EPA offense, top 15 EPA defense. Oregon outside the top 22 in both those categories, and number 27 in offense, number 23 in defense. Rivalry game. I don't think they're going to get waxed by any stretch of the imagination. So give me the Bees plus a 24.5 on that alt line. And the same goes with the Cougs in Washington State. Now, College Football Graphs has got this 35.26 to 24.6. So almost 11-point victory there for the Washington Huskies. But Washington State, decent advanced analytics, number 62 EPA offense, number 51 defense. But Washington, a pair of fours, EPA offense and defense. Again, I think all these are going to hit. Going to be competitive affairs. Game Wisconsin plus 26.5, Oregon State plus 24.5, Washington State plus 14.5, plus 127 if you build that three-leg all parlay at DraftKings Sportsbook. With those bets on the board, let's get after it. My fancy collared shirt with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
Cinco here on the countdown. Let's go with the anytime touchdown market. And this line has moved 10-cent value from where it opened at plus 105, now at plus 115. I pulled this from DraftKings. Jonathan Taylor, the heart and soul, the ground game of the Indianapolis Colts. I think he does splash six on the road against the Green Bay Packers up there in northern Wisconsin. Jonathan Taylor found the end zone in game numero uno. He got 100% Lundy of the opportunity share. He didn't give up a damn touch that entire game. Kind of a lackluster on a per touch basis performance. 16 for 48. But with that TD, ran 16 routes and catch a pass, but he can, you know, show some of those soft hands when targeted. He had 4 red zone touches a week ago, only a 1.81 yak per attempt. Yikes. Very uncharacteristic there, but one game sample size didn't force a missed tackle. Here's the good news. Green Bay against the Eagles down there in Brazil. They gave up a pair of touchdowns on the ground to the running back position, 111 yards in total, though they were number 4 in rush EPA defense. I think the Colts will win this game. I do fear, of course, Anthony Richardson being a goal line gremlin, calling his no number an RPO play and taking it in. He could still score. Jonathan Taylor could still get his. And we all cash in. So I'm feeling pretty good about this one. Numero cinco, the feed five, week number 2 in the NFL. Jonathan Taylor, anytime touchdown on the road at Lambeau Field, plus 115 to DK. Feed or follow.
You're just going with Simba because James Earl Jones died this week.
Oh, RIP. RIP, Vader.
Right? That's why you're doing this. Little yeah. Jonathan Taylor Thomas reference, little JTT. Yeah. This is actually one of my favorite anytime touchdowns for this weekend because I don't understand. I mean, maybe even money, maybe. But an extra 15 cents provides some great value. There's a couple of, I think, crazy value anytime touchdowns that I'm going to throw out there in bonus time. But yeah. This was going to be one of them just because of the plus odds. You look at somebody like this and the way that he gets utilized for them. And I get it. He's on the road, you know, Lambeau, all that kind of stuff. But with his usage, especially once they get down within the red zone, I don't know why this isn't, like I said, it at the very highest even money, if not minus 105 or something like that. So I think you're getting anywhere between 20 and 25 cents worth of value on this one. Take it.
Punch it in for six, JTT.
Number four.
Maybe numero cuatro.
I played it.
Hey, I'll just do the voice myself. Numero cuatro.
I heard it.
Version of it.
I heard it. You didn't hear it?
No, I didn't hear it.
Oh.
Whatever.
All right.
We're moving on. Number four. It may or may not rendered here in the taping. you could probably bet on that. Did Brad actually hear it? Minus 150 for no. Plus 140 for yes. Let's talk about some of that plus money. On number four here on the Fade 5 Countdown, Gabe Davis, a guy that I wrote in my Fantasy Flames wide receiver / tight end column this week, available right now for free on thegamingjuice.com. I think he is going to go for at least 50 receiving yards. It's the Cleveland Browns. You can get that at 2-1 odds right now in the alt market at DraftKings Sportsbook. So plus 200 if you don't speak. Odds speak, but he's going to be speaking volumes in this game in terms of yardage, in my opinion. Week one against Miami, a perfect 3-for-3 targets to catches for 62 yards, working outside the numbers. What Gabe Davis does, he's a streaker there down the field. It's going to be more of the same this entire season. Now a member of the Jacksonville Jaguars and doing it there in Duval County. 2.58 yards per route run, 16.0 ADOT. Again, these are just the usual characteristics of one Gabe Davis. I know Cleveland, they got throttled in week one by the Dallas Cowboys. Top 10, though, still EPA passy at number 9. But he is going to get Emerson Jr. most often in coverage. That is the wink link in the secondary for the Cleveland Browns. How weak? Well, in week one, targeted 7 times as Emerson Jr. gave up 5 catches for 64 yards and a touchdown. That shakes out to a 71.4 catch percentage, a 19.0 ADOT. He also surrendered in a 139.3 passer rating. I am maximizing the matchup, and the numbers nerd is playing the data. Gabe Davis, 50 or more receiving yards. I think all I need is like 2 catches, and he's getting this against the Brownies, plus 200 at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow.
Number 4.
I think something weird happened on my computer. I actually think, Brad, that I was the only one that heard it.
I think
you were correct in this one. Good find on the plus 200 on DraftKings. You got a matchup when it comes to the secondary. You already outlined all of this. I was looking at some of this when I was seeing the notes of what you were going to talk about today. I think this is a tremendous value, the fact that you're going 2-1. So again, as we sit here in week two, and I'm looking for some of this, even in some of the college football lines on Saturday, to be honest with you, I want to try to find where I think we're off in the value, either based on some recency bias from week one, whether it is because there is a matchup problem one way or the other, whether it's because I want to take somebody on the under from their receiving yards, or in this case, to be able to take the over because of the matchup. So I'm hoping that we can find some additional times where they're overreacting to week one. And I do think that this is one of them. I would bump this all the way up to the 50 against Cleveland and take your opportunity to get 2-1. Maybe he comes up a little bit short, to be honest, but at these odds, it's worth the try.
Get your ass down the field, Gabe Davis.
Number 3.
Hey, disembodied voice is back. A numero tres here with the Fade 5 Countdown. Is X going to give it to you? Xavier Worthy? I say no, he's not going to mark the spot. I'm going to live in the land down under on 43.5 receiving yards and a minus 115. Juice pulled this one from BetMGM. You might think I'm cray-cray based on the splashy week one performance that he had. But look at the target share. He only had 3 targets in that game. Caught 2 passes, went over the proposed number of 43.5. Remember, he had 47 with that end zone catch. Also had an end zone scamper in that game for over 20 yards. But he only played 64.2% of the snaps. 12.38 dot. Okay, that's a handsome number there. 15.7 yards per target. Yes, okay. That's a pretty number in its own right. 2.04 YPRR. Nothing to scoff at there. Number 18, an average target separation. We saw that Hollywood Brown was placed on IR on Friday, so he is not going to be back. I just worry about the target share for him. And I realize Cincinnati's number 27 in pass EPAD after one game, but he's going to see Cam Taylor-Britt most often in this contest. In his career, he's good up, yes, 15.7 yards per reception. However, Cameron-Britt has also allowed just a 56.8 catch percentage and 86.4 passer rating to his assignments. I think it's going to be really close, nip and tuck. Patrick Mahomes is going to take a couple of deep shots down the field to Xavier Worthy. Hopefully, it will be a misfire or three en route to me cashing the under on 43.5 receiving yards at a minus 115 juice. And Lundy, I'll add this if you're going to fade me. Betalytics believes he's hitting the over. They got him projected for 45.3. So good, sir. Fade or follow.
Oh, I was going to fade you even before you gave me more ammunition for it. The problem that I've got when it comes to some of the bets that look like this on the board is when I've got a guy that can do it in one catch, right?
I mean, yeah, it's true.
With his speed and his ability to get loose, if you give him even an inch in the open field, that is why I would fade, is because, you know, maybe he doesn't do it in one catch, but he's more than capable, as we know, because of the speed that he's got, to put, you know, 30, 33 on a single reception, and then you get him on one more and boom, you're done. So I think you, I understand why you would want to go this way, but I'm actually going to roll with the analytics a little bit deeper in the fact that his projections in multiple places have him into the upper 40s. I think this number is an opportunity to be able to cash on the over. You know, I don't know, Brad, do we build it into an SGP, bring his number down and try to see if we can middle it? Maybe. But I think you're off on this one with the 43.5. I've got a fade.
All right. If you want more fades or maybe a couple of follows, go to thegamingjuice.com right now. We got a boatload of college football sports betting content available across the slate of games upcoming. We got a monster matchup on Friday night. Ben Wittenstein, Nate Jacobson, they're breaking it all down, their picks. Do you shell out a single dime for their opinions and viewpoints? Hells to the no. We're always free and always transparent with our pieces there on thegamingjuice.com. Lundy's spreadsheet lives there. Mine does as well. All my fantasy football content for numero dos in the week slate of the NFL is also live and in living color. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now. Sign up for a free membership. Converse. Click Ask Brad. Ask me a couple of questions, and I'll answer them in a timely fashion. So click Converse and cash. Dot, dot, dot. Maybe.
Number two.
Numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Can you dig it? Hell no, I can't. Not at 56.5 receiving yards. I'm going to live in the land down under again on a wide receiver prop. And this one tied to the former Buffalo Bill, now a member of the Houston Texans, and Stephon Diggs on that under 56.5 at a minus 115 juice there, available at DraftKings Sportsbook. Take it on my Chicago Bears. And you saw what they did in that secondary, especially the second half. Just embarrassing, a deep panting Will Levis and the Tennessee Titans. This number's too high in my estimation. You look at in week number one how Diggs was utilized. Yeah, I got 19.4% of the target share. Okay, that's decent amount there. Six targets, caught all six of them, but just for over 30 yards and a pair of touchdowns. You look at the advanced analytics, 1.03 yards per route run, 5.5 yards per target. He run routes 17 times in that game, but the A dot was minuscule, microscopic. He is going to be utilized primarily in the short field, I think, the entire year. Would not, you know, be stretching the field like Tank Dell or Nico Collins typically do. He is going to operate and accumulate catches within that 5 to 15-yard range. So seeing the Bears, who were number two in pass EPA defense, he gets Kyler Gordon. Yeah, Kyler Gordon gave up a 103.1 passer rating in week number one, but in his career, 12.3 yards per reception. So I think it's going to be another 4 to 5 catch game for Diggs, but 56.5. Betalytics has got him pegged for 53.5, and I think that is spot on. Under on 56.5 for Stephon Diggs, receiving yards -115 at DraftKings. My number two play of week. Number two in the NFL. Good, sir. Fader follow.
You're having a lot of fun with this Sunday nighter, aren't you?
Yeah, man, it's the Bears. When was the last time they had meaningful football in primetime?
Well, I mean, meaningful for how long? Like for a quarter and a half? How
long? You're a hater. You are a hater. Loving,
dude, I'm a total Caleb Williams fan, man. I want to see him succeed. I just, you know, I'm just trying to figure out if they know what they're doing on the offensive side of the ball. They kind of look like, have you ever, when you were a kid, Brad, did you ever buy like a Lego kit and then just dump it out on the floor? Like you can build something, but it's kind of a mess right now.
It's not going to be what you intended to build.
I think this is a good play, by the way. I don't want to get into the deep analytics. Brad already did it for you here in terms of the overall breakdown. I do think Diggs stays underneath this number. I think he's just, look, he's getting used to his new Diggs, shall we say. And I don't think this is an opportunity for him to get up over this number. So I think you're right. I think fantasy owners are probably a little annoyed at Mr. Diggs at the moment. But I think this is going to be a low game for him. So follow Brad on this one.
Oh, cue the minute work. We're living in the land down under.
Number one.
Numero uno NFL week. Numero dos here on the Fade 5 countdown. My top play on the slate. Seahole. Smash hole. The football Frankenstein. Derrick Henry. Give me the over on a very nice 69.5 rush yards. Taking on the Las Vegas Raiders. Being played on the right coast, this one in Charm City, and I think he's going to get this relative ease. In fact, if you want to ladder Derrick Henry, I'd go right ahead in the alt market, take him up to 75 yards, take it the next step to 100 yards. At BetMGM on 100 yards rushing, it is +333 for Derrick Henry to get there, and I think that is entirely on the table. Why? Baltimore's heavy favorite, and for damn good reason. The Raiders were an embarrassment last week against the L.A. Chargers. J.K. Dobbins, they reanimated that corpse as he had a long run in the game, ran out of gas, got dragged down. Overall, Vegas allowed 7.7 yards per carry, 21 carries for 161 yards. The Chargers running backs, they ranked dead last in rush EPAD, and I think they're going to be bottom feeders in that category all season long, so I don't think this was at all an anomaly. Yeah, Derrick Henry was subpar in the opener in KC, 13 carries, 46 yards. They'd have that touchdown, an uncharacteristic 2.34 yards of the contact per attempt, only forced one missed tackle. In fact, he only had 62.5% of the opportunity share because a lot of Justice Hill supplanted him in that game. And I don't think you're going to have to worry about that this time around because they should be in command from start to finish. I don't think Lamar is going to run nearly as much as he did in the opener. It's going to be a lot of balls to the belly of Derrick Henry as they wear down and eat away clock against the Las Vegas Raiders, a game they should, and I emphasize should, because crazy shit happens in the NFL week in and week out. They should be in command from start to finish. So to recap, my number one play NFL week two, Derrick Henry over 69.5 rush yards against Vegas, -120 at BetMGM, and Lundy Betalytics projecting 71.4 yards for him on the ground. Fade or follow.
That's a clear. He's going to smash this number.
Should.
Against Vegas, he should absolutely obliterate this number. You know, I thought the Broncos were going to be bad in the AFC West. The Raiders are right there with them. So this is going to be a battle for the toilet bowl by the time the Raiders and Broncos play each other. Look, I think he's going to smash it. I think the analytics are there for it, but I don't think he's just going to hit 71. I think he, like I said, I think he crushes this number. So if you're a little nervous, folks, make yourself a SGP out of this one. Bring him down to like 60. If you've got a concern, pull him down by 10 yards, take him for 60 plus, something along those lines, SGP this thing together. But like I said, I think he goes well over this number. And the other thing that people forget sometimes, Brad, he gets out in some open field. He can move. I know he's a big dude, man, but if he gets past that first level of the Raiders defense,
adios.
Yeah, I mean, dude can move. And I think it's one of those things people forget about him because you just see how freaking huge he is. And so you don't realize that he's got some speed left in those legs. Don't discount him.
Yeah, no question about it. Hey, don't discount these additional selections. And boot is time, boot is time. Lundy, whether it pertains to Friday or the rest of the weekend slate, what do you got for me, my man?
Well, let's go ahead and do it. Some people talk about Friday Night Lights. How about I give you the Friday Night Alts one? So first and foremost, if you were paying attention to the spreadsheet early this week, I told you to take the Jayhawks and the Wildcats, go with the Kansas two-step, and take them both on the money line, and got that at a minus 106. That is now much higher. I want to say it's up to, like, if you try to parlay those two together right now on the money line, I think you're up into the 120. So hopefully you snag that off the spreadsheet early this week. But here is, it's an SGPX or SGP Plus or whatever, you know, your various betting sites want to call this. I'm taking Kansas and Kansas State on the money line in each of these. And then what I have done is pulled the totals down by a full 10 points in each game. Folks, for the record, I like the over in both games on the regular line. So the fact that I am pulling each game line down by a full touchdown and a field goal, I feel like I am giving myself plenty of cushion here. I'm expecting more out of K-State's defense. If they let me down, this could really suck. But I think they've got to be able to bounce back. This is a team that was supposed to be good within the Big 12. They did not look good last week. I think they can rebound against Arizona. And then Kansas is, they're at home. Remember, they're rebuilding the stadium on campus at KU. So they're actually playing at the soccer stadium for Kansas City for the MLS team is where they are playing right now. But again, Kansas money line and over 47.5, Kansas State money line and over 51.5. That's a healthy plus 176.
Work the shoulders over
at DraftKings for you. Some more Friday plays for you. Let's talk baseball. Two guys that I really like in the total bases market this evening. First and foremost, Pete Alonso, who has a 327 lifetime average against Aaron Nola, but it includes three doubles and five round trippers out of his 16 hits. So about a third of the time when he does get bat to ball against Aaron Nola, it goes over the wall. So give me the over on the total bases for him, which is a plus 165 right now at DraftKings. And then the other one that I like is we continue to get the Red Sox and Yankees rammed down our throats. But in this case, I'll take it when it comes to Rafael Devers going up against Clark Schmidt. Not a huge sample size, but guys, 6-for-12 lifetime against him with a double and two home runs. So again, I will take the over in the total bases. That one you can snag at a plus 130. By the way, if you can find your favorite book that'll let you do this, the other same game parlay that I like today between the Mets and the Phillies is if you take Alonso for a hit and Alonso for a strikeout, because one of the things against Nola with him is it is sort of feast or famine. As much as I talked about that he's got the 327 lifetime average in 40-something at-bats, he's also got about a dozen strikeouts against Nola. So if you can find a site that will let you do one strikeout and one hit, that's another good SGP that you can play. Let me go into the Sunday action in the NFL. Player prop that I love. I really like this one, especially because of the value. I snagged Terry McLaurin's over on his receiving yards at 47.5 earlier at Bet Rivers. Now, this thing is starting to creep up, but to give you an idea, when I snagged it at 47.5, at Bet 365, it was at 52.5. Wow. It was a 5-yard difference between Bet Rivers and Bet 365. So I jumped on that one. I think he's good, frankly, for up to 55, maybe even 60 yards as they take on the Giants at home. So give me Scary Terry over on his particular receiving prop, which, like I said, I snagged at 47.5. I like it. I'd keep playing. I like it all the way to 52, 53. Then I'd start to back off, or I'd bring it down and make it part of an SGP. I told you there were a couple of touchdowns that I like. With the Chargers, let me get aboard the Gus Bus train, shall we? How about Gus Edwards for a touchdown coming up this weekend? Just one to throw out there sort of randomly for you. And I don't have the number in front of me, but obviously you're sitting on plus odds with a touchdown there for Gus Edwards. And then this one, Brad, you ready for the value of the night?
Yeah.
Folks, please, 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 please go grab this before it changes. Last week, Chris Godwin led Tampa in targets, in receptions,
yep,
and in yards,
yep,
and he capped it off,
yep,
with a touchdown, right?
Yep.
Okay. Follow the bouncing ball, folks. He is plus 160 for a touchdown at FanDuel. At DraftKings, he is a plus 260.
Wow.
It is a difference of a full dollar between FanDuel and DraftKings for Godwin to have a touchdown on the road against Detroit. I know it's Detroit. I know it's a good Detroit defense and all of that. But holy shit, folks. From 160 to 260 for the guy that led Tampa in targets, receptions, and yards last week and found the end zone. I can't resist jumping on that big of a difference on a touchdown prop. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
Yeah, good call on that one. I like the over two and Chris Godwin, 5.5 catches. I got that at Even Steven Money at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, let's go to the Team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day. I'm not going to give a lot of background here. A simple little two-legger in the SGP and a handsome juice as well. Dicker the kicker, baby. Give me the over 1.5 field goals made. Taking on the Carolina Panthers. You look at Dicker, a guy that's extremely accurate. And plus, I think that team is going to live inside the red zone. Carolina, number 30 in EPA per play defense in week one. LA is going to move the ball, hopefully bog down a couple of those drives. And Dicker comes in and kicks one and two through the uprights. It's going to be Bryce Young. And I didn't even put it there on the screen. I need to add it. It just said Bryce Young. I say he throws an interception in this game. He threw two last week. Only had two interceptable passes, as a matter of fact. But you look at LAC, a team that finished week number one, number four in EPA per play defense. So Bryce Young, who stinks, he throws an INT. Cameron Dicker, the kicker, not one, but two field goals, plus 160. The team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day, SGP style. NFL week number two. Elsewhere, bonus time. Lundy, let me give you my Friday night selection on the college gridiron. It's minus 102 on this same game parlay, but I'm hoping to get off to a good start because I got my ass kicked in college football last week. I'm going to go with Arizona, plus 14.5 against K-State, and them to score at least 20 points. High-octane offense, one of the best in the country in that category, as a matter of fact, number 34 EPA offense. And again, give me just Kansas on the money line against UNLV. So Arizona plus 14.5. They're going to score 20 or more points. Give me the Jayhawks on the money line, minus 102 there at BetMGM. I think you're on board with that.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I was going to say Arizona, I think the standard line for them on their team total is 24.5. And frankly, I like the over there. So the fact that you bought yourself, you know, 5 points worth of cushion, good call.
Yeah, well, that's a dynamite offense, man.
Yeah,
I love the points.
They are, and like I said, K-State's defense has to show up. Otherwise, me taking K-State on the money line is going to screw me. I'm hoping that that home field is going to help them and that they've made some defensive adjustments. That's why I did it on that alt one that you've got, but not a bad idea because I do think Arizona keeps it close. I think it's a touchdown game.
All right, I'm going to rattle these off very quickly. Lundy, you want me to bet on baseball, so here you go.
Good.
Freddie Peralta over 2.5 earned runs in Arizona at a minus 125 juice. I pulled that one from FanDuel. 6 earned runs in his last 10 innings pitched. A guy's got an ugly 4.17 walks per 9 mark on the road this season. Yeah, 3.39 road ERA. But with a 5.40 ERA over the last 15 days, he's going against the best offensive team in the bigs the last 2 weeks. Arizona, numero uno in WRC Plus over that stretch. They're averaging 7.3 runs per game, and they're at home. They're going to smack around Freddie Peralta again over 2.5 earned runs. Elsewhere for me in the NFL, I've got a ton of additional player prop action. Always go to thegamingjuice.com. Tons of additional picks there on my always free, always transparent spreadsheet. But here's some of my favorite wagers. Brian Robinson, anytime touchdown, plus 145, taking on the New York Giants. I love Taysom Hill. I'm going to tail him again on the exact same line he had last week, and that closed at 15.5 rush yards. Same line this week against Dallas. I'll take that over again at a minus 110 juice from BetMGM. Tony Pollard, I like the over on rush yards for him at 49.5 as Tennessee welcomes the Jets, 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 Jets. Greg Dortch, who I cashed in last week on the over 2.5. That number is a little bit higher at 3.5, but a plus 125. Juice worked the shoulders, and I certainly got seduced by that juice. And whatever Justin Fields rush yards opens at, it's not available yet. It was up for a hot minute a day ago at BetMGM on 50 or more. It was plus 105, believe it or not. And it's a mile high, My Little Ponies. That got taken down. It'll repost at some point. Whatever the number is, I'm going to be over it. He had 14 rush attempts against the ATL in the opener. It's probably going to be double figures for him on the ground. And again, and Luddy would agree.
Yeah, I would agree on that one. I also want to throw this one out at you, Brad. I'm going to put you on the spot really quick because happy Austin Gomber Day, ladies and gentlemen. Brad, pick anybody on your Northsiders because that is who is here in Denver tonight. Give me a home. Give me just off the top of your head. Give me a home run pick for the Cubs tonight because they're taking on Gomber, for crying out loud.
Well,
and the weather here is gorgeous, folks. It's mid 80s. That ball is going to pop.
Yeah, I mean, Cody Bellinger has been stinking hot, and he actually went yard against his former employer in the LA Dodgers. But the guy that typically crushes left-handed pitchers is Seiya Suzuki. Mm-hmm. So Seiya Suzuki is another guy who's had kind of a torrid stretch here last month. I say Seiya smashes one into the bleachers there at Coors Field. So give me him for any time touchdown. And I'll throw one more at you. I kind of like Javier Assad over on strikeouts. I think that number's at 5.5. He may go 5 or 6 in this game. Might give up a couple of runs of process, probably a couple of walks. But Colorado, again, folks, number one in K rate the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I put it out on Twitter last week. The Rockies actually won 2 games back to back. They won both games. And yeah, in those 2 games, they combined for 30 strikeouts.
Yeah,
and they won, which was ridiculous. So I like what Brad's got. I like the idea of Suzuki. The other thing that you could do, take Bellinger for a hit, take Suzuki for a hit, maybe throw Happ in there for a hit as well. It's Austin Gomber, folks. He is our mountain time version of Patrick Corbin.
Yep, no question about it. The Goomba is going to get smushed, and we got to smash and dash our way out of here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor, would you kindly drop us a rating and or review. Also, Fade or follow us on the X. Lundy, give it to you there, at Nate Lundy. I'm trying to do the same, at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now and sign up for a free account. And if you go to Betalytics today, use promo code JUICE, J-U-I-C-E, Juice, you get a nice little discount courtesy of us and my excellent partners there. For the outstanding Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, make that money. And as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.